This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Rajya Sabha today on the current situation in West Asia, outlining key aspects of the ongoing U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran and explaining India's position on the issue. Speaking in the House, Prime Minister Modi pitched for dialogue and diplomacy to restore peace in the West Asia region.
युद्ध की शुरुआत के बाद से मैंने पश्चिम एशिया के ज्यादातर देशों के राष्ट्राध्यक्षों के साथ दो राउंड फोन पर बात की है। हम गल्फ के सभी देशों के साथ लगातार संपर्क में हैं। हम ईरान, इजराइल और अमेरिका के साथ भी संपर्क में हैं। हमारा लक्ष्य डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से क्षेत्र में शांति की बहाली का है। हमने डी एस्केलेशन और हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट खोले जाने पर भी उनसे बात की है। कमर्शियल जहाजों पर हमला और हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट जैसे अंतर्राष्ट्रीय जलमार्ग में रुकावट अस्वीकार्य है।
Mr. Modi said India is continuously making efforts through diplomacy to ensure the safe movement of Indian ships even in this war environment. He said in the last few days, ships loaded with crude oil and LPG have arrived in India from many countries of the world. He said since the beginning of the conflict, more than 3,75,000 Indians have safely returned to India and around 1,000 Indians from Iran so far. The Prime Minister said the government has consistently made efforts to reduce its dependency on other countries in every sector.
मैं आपके माध्यम से देश को ये आश्वासन देना चाहता हूं कि भारत के पास क्रूड ऑयल के पर्याप्त स्टोरेज के और निरंतर सप्लाई की व्यवस्थाएं हैं। हमारी सरकार की कोशिश है कि ईंधन के किसी एक ही स्रोत पर ज्यादा निर्भरता न रहे। सरकार घरेलू गैस सप्लाई में एलपीजी के अलावा पीएनजी पर भी बल दे रही है। साथ ही एलपीजी के घरेलू उत्पादन को भी बड़े पैमाने पर बढ़ाने का प्रयास किया जा रहा है। बीते वर्षों में सरकार का निरंतर प्रयास रहा है कि हर सेक्टर में दूसरे देशों पर निर्भरता कम से कम हो। हम आत्मनिर्भर हो, यही एकमात्र विकल्प है।
The government has assured that there is a sufficient stock of petrol and diesel in the country and domestic production of LPG has been stepped up and all refineries are operating at the highest capacity. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma urged citizens to stop believing in rumours and avoid panic buying. She said government has directed city gas distribution companies to connect residential schools and colleges, community and Anganwadi kitchens through piped natural gas within 5 days, wherever pipeline infrastructure is available in the near vicinity. Special Secretary of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha informed that two Indian-flagged LPG carriers, Pine Gas and Jag Vasant, have safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz and are heading towards the country. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today chaired a high-level review meeting in view of the recent global and regional security developments. The review comes as the ongoing West Asia conflict enters its fourth week, significantly disrupting global trade routes, particularly through the Strait of Hormuz. CEO of Karma Yogi Bharat, Chavi Bharadwaj, today said that the Department of Personnel and Training, Capacity Building Commission and Karma Yogi Bharat will collectively organize a week-long Sadhana Saptah from the 2nd of next month in New Delhi. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, the CEO said the exercise is aimed at all employees of the central government, state governments and all frontline workers who are providing their services on the ground. The scrutiny of nomination papers for Assam, Kerala and Puducherry Assembly elections was held today. The filing of nomination papers ended yesterday. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is Thursday. Single-phase polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held on the 9th of next month. A missile fired from Iran struck Tel Aviv today, killed at least 4 people and injured 6 people, damaging buildings and vehicles. In a statement, the Israeli military said search and rescue teams were operating at several sites. And that is the end of this news bulletin.